This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. The Freedom Fund is set to announce a new and unprecedented effort to establish the first fund designed to post bail for more than 150,000 indigent defenders being jailed across the country. Operating now in New York City, the fund is planning to open offices in Tulsa and St. Louis in January and three dozen more cities in the next 5 years. Richard Cordray, the first director of the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, created as part of the 2008 financial reforms and long a target of the Republicans, has resigned before the end of his term, likely to run for governor of Ohio. The CFPB has collected $12 billion in fines for 29 million Americans. A military coup has put Zimbabwe's president, 93-year-old Robert Mugabe, under house arrest, likely ending his rule since the 1980s. More than 150,000 Russian language Twitter accounts posted tens of thousands of messages in English urging Britain to leave the European Union. Vancouver, Montreal, and Toronto are all trying to restrict and tax Airbnb units in reaction to its scarcity of housing. In news from the U.S. Senate, New Jersey Democrat Robert Menendez's corruption trial was declared a mistrial, and Minnesota Democrat Al Franken apologized for sexual harassment of a radio reporter in 2006 before he was elected. Fox Sports has now been connected to several million dollars worth of bribes in the FIFA soccer scandal over the last World Cup. The infant mortality rate in the U.S. is one of the highest among wealthy nations. Mississippi's rate is on par with Botswana and Bahrain. The U.S. State Department has labeled Canada a major money laundering country. For example, the British Columbia Securities Commission, incorporated in 1995, has collected less than 5% of the financial penalties in its cases. Of $374 million outstanding, only about $78,000 is collectible, according to the commission. A bipartisan group of senators have announced support for a bill that would tighten down enforcement and checks on existing gun laws, which was termed a baby step towards reform. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.